This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody. We continue in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Dalet. How you doing, Mati? Shalom Aleichem. The Gemara made the following statement. The Gemara said that how do I know that you don't do Yibam to a Kares? The Gemara says, because we make a Gzer Shava, Aleha, Aleha. It says by Achais Isha, the word Aleha, it says Isha El Achaisa, Leisikach, Litzrar, Legalois, Arvasa, Aleha. It says the word Aleha by the Yisr of Achais Isha. And it says the word Aleha by Yibam, Yivama, Yavoi, Aleha. So just like by Achais Isha, so the Gemara says that the we have Gzer Shava. Just like over there by Yibam, it's B'makam Mitzvah, so to the Yisr of Achos Isha is B'makam Yibam. In other words, the Yisr of not taking Achos Isha is even by Yibam. And the Gemara says, all the Arayis are Hukish Lahadadi. And therefore I learn out from Achos Isha, from Aleha, that you don't do Yibam to any of the Arayos. That implies, says the Gemara, had it not been for Aleha, you would have thought, you do Yibam to an Erva. Why? So the Gemara says, because Aseh doicha lois Aseh. Says the Gemara, first of all, Aseh is not doicha lav sheyesh by kares. And secondly, how do I know Aseh doicha lois Aseh? So on the secondly, the Gemara digresses for a couple blat. How do I know Aseh doicha lois Aseh? And a little while later, the Gemara is going to come back. Would I have really thought Aseh is doicha lav sheyesh by kares? But now, today's Amud is speaking about the subject of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. How do I know Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh? We spoke out the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi says that fulfilling an Aseh demonstrates love of Hashem and not violating a law demonstrates Yiras Hashem, and Ava is greater than Yira. And therefore, that's the logic of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. But where do we learn this from? Says the Gemara, Dachsiv. The pasuk says leisilba shatnes. It says don't wear shatnes. Don't wear. This is a pasuk in Kiseitze. Don't wear shatnes. And juxtaposed to that is gedilam tasa lecha. You should make tzitzis for yourself. Now we know that tzitzis can potentially be shatnes. How? If you have a linen garment and you have to put tchelas on the garment. So even though leisilba shatnes, still Gedilim tassel lach. Why? Because the aseh of tzitzis pushes off the lav of shatness. So Tosis wants to know, maybe the juxtaposition is telling you that you're not allowed to wear shatness even by tzitzis. How do you know the juxtaposition is saying, even though you're not allowed to wear shatness, makam tzitzis, you're allowed to? Maybe it's saying, even though you have to wear tzitzis, but you're not allowed to wear shatness. So Tosis says, because the svara chitzoina, the initial notion is that you can't wear shatness, even b'makom aseh. In other words, the b'mishkal rishon is ein aseh doicha lois aseh. So I had it not been for any pasuk, I would have known you can't make shatness on the tzitzis. So what's the pasuk saying? It's saying a chiddush, you could make shatness on tzitzis. That's Tosis de Remaschal Dursiv. He says v'ikol leka lameimar d'makom gedilim loisil b'shatness k'damra b'samach. Because im kein lishtei kromine, and I would have known that aseh of tzitzis doesn't push up the lav of klayim. V'yomer Rabbi Lazar smuchim in atoyra minayin. How do I know the concept of smuchin? Shenemar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, smuchin la'ad la'olam, juxtaposed forever and ever. Asuyim be'emes v'yashar, it's made in truth and justice. So what do we see from here? That there is a significance and an importance to smuchim. And namely, the Gemara is saying, that is the makar for aseh doicha lois aseh. That the juxtaposition of tzitzis to shatnes. You like that, Michael? I can tell, Michael likes that limud. Aseh doicha lois aseh. We learn it from the juxtaposition of shatnes to tzitzis. Says Gemara, v'amrav sheshes, amrav lazar, mishum rav lazar menazarya. Another illustration of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, Minayin Li Yavama Shenafla Lefnei Mukashchin. How do I know if Yavama falls to someone with boils? This is a Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes. Let's say a woman falls to a man. he's unlivable with. He has such boils and he's so physically mutilated that she cannot be married to him. So how do I know? Let's say she falls to him in Yibam. How do I know she has a right to refuse Yibam? Because after all, let's say in general, Yivama says, no, I don't wanna do the Yibam. He's allowed to force her. Yibam works even Bal Karchach. So I would have thought if he's an ugly guy and he's not livable with, that she could also be forced into it. Minayin li Yivama. How do I know Yivama? Shanaf lalifnei mukashchet, that she falls in front of someone with boils. She'ein chois minoy, so we don't muzzle her complaints. How do I know she has a right to speak up and deny the Yibam Shenemar, because there's a juxtaposition of Loisachsoim Shar Bedishai, do not muzzle an ox when he's threshing. We know there's a lav in the Torah, when your ox is threshing, that you're not to muzzle him. You gotta give the ox a break, you know, he's working hard, you have to let him nibble while he threshes. So juxtaposed to don't muzzle is V'samachle ki yeshvu achim yachdav, when brothers live together, and that is the mitzvah of Yibam. Now, there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, whether she could deny for any good reason or only because he is unseemly because of his mukashchin. But we darshan the juxtaposition of Loisachsoim Shar Bedishai and Kieshu Achim Yachdov to teach that that even when the two brothers, even when there's a mitzvah of Yibam, we still don't muzzle her and she could speak up. So Tosfos sort of asks Astira, why is it that by Loisil Bashatnis we darshan the smichos to say you're allowed to wear tzitzis even when something's shatnis? And by Yibam, we say even when there's a mitzvah, she could still refuse it. Loisachsim sharbadishai. Maybe the juxtaposition of loisachsim sharbadishai is don't muzzle an ox, but when there's a mitzvah of Yibam, the mitzvah of Yibam supersedes it. Meaning, in the same way we say gedilim tasalacha supersedes loisil b'shatnes, why don't we say that the mitzvah of Yibam supersedes loisachsim sharbadishai? So again, Tosfos says because you have to know what the Svar Chitzoina is. I would have thought that Yibam does override Loisachsim Shar B'dishai. I would have thought we do muzzle her, because since Yibam could be Bal Karchach, why would she have the right of refusal? So by Yibam, where the Svar Chitzoina is, we do muzzle her. The Pasuk is saying we don't muzzle her. And we have to be careful, we have to listen to her despite the Mitzvah Saseh. By Asay and Lois Asay, where the Svar Chitzoina is, Ein Asay Doicha Lois Asay. So the Pasuk is going to be Darshan to teach me Asay Doicha Lois Asay. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said, Afilu Manda Loi Darash Smuchim. Even the Manda Amar that doesn't Darshan Smuchim. Ba'alma, in general, B'mishnah Torah Darash. Now the Gemara says another Chiddush. That even the Manda Amar that doesn't darshan smuchim, in general, in Mishnah Torah, he does darshan smuchim. Gedalia, remember the shir on this? There's a shir on Parshas Devarim about the difference between Devarim and the first four books. And the Gemara is saying, even the Manda Amar who does not darshan smuchim would darshan it in Mishnah Torah. Who doesn't darshan it ba'alma? Da Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma, Loi Darish, Rabbi Huda in general does not darshan smuchin, over Mishnah Torah Darish. And in Devarim, he does darshan smuchin. Now, how do I know Ba'alma, Rabbi Huda does not darshan smuchin? Ba'alma, Minolan, Deloi Darish. How do I know in general, Rabbi Huda does not darshan smuchin? The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa Ben Azai, Oimer, Ben Azai says, Nemar Mechashefa Loi Sechaya. It says, a Mechashefa, a sorcerer cannot be left alive. You have to kill a sorcerer. V'nemar kol shoychev v'mehema moisumas. Anyone who lays with an animal will be put to death. Samchu inyan lai. So it juxtaposes a mechashefa to someone who shoychev v'mehema. What's the connection between mechashefa and shoychev v'mehema? Ma shoychev v'mehema b'skila. Just like someone who is shoychev with an animal gets skila. Because it says by a woman who allows herself to be lived with by an animal, d'mehembam, and we know Demei Ambam means skila. We learn it in the Gemara in Sanhedrin from Oyven Yadoni, where it says Yergemu Aysam Demei Hambam. So we know from Oyven Yadoni, Demei Hambam is skila. So we say Demei Hambam by Shoychev and Behema skila. And why is Mechashefa juxtaposed to Shoychev and Behema? To tell you, Mechashef is also skila. So the Ben Azai says we darshan smuchim. In general, this is in where's the pasuk Mechashefa loisachaya in Mishpatim. Mechashefa loisachaya. So the Ben Azai darshan smuchim even in Shemais. Amar lei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says v'chi mipnei shesamchu inyan loy noitzi zeh leskila. Just because of smuchim, you're going to stone a lady? Just because there's a juxtaposed pasuk that happens to be connected to skila, you're going to stone the lady? So how do I know mechashefa is beskila? Ela oiv yadoini b'chla mechashefim hayu. Oiv and yadoini are just one type of mechashefa. V'lama yatsu. So why does the Torah specifically have to say oiv yadoini? We already know any mechashefa is loy sechaya. Why do you have to talk about oiv yadoni separately? So we know there's a rule called davar shaya bechlal v'yotzam and aklal, anything that was in the general rule and was taken out of the rule, loy lalamed al atzma yotza, was not only taken out to teach about itself, ela lalamed al klal kula yotza. In other words, part of mechashefa was oiv yadoni. So why does it have to say oiv yadoni gets skila? We already know it dies. Lahakish lohem, to be makish to all the mechashefas v'leimelach, ma oiv yadoni beskila, just like oiv yadoni gets skila, af mechashefa beskila. So again, so we learn that Rabbi Yehuda clearly does not darshan smuchim in Sefer Shemois, because Ben Azai said, why is mechashefa near Shoychev and Mehema? To teach, just like Shoychev and Mehema is beskila, so too mechashefa is beskila, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't buy into the smichas. So maybe you'll say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda never darshan smuchin. Uve Mishnah Torah minolan de darash. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchin in the Mishnah Torah? The Tnan we learned in a Mishnah, Noise Adam Anusas Aviv. The Rabbana and the Tanakhama says a person can marry a woman who his father raped, Umefutas Aviv, or someone whose father seduced. Anusas Benoi, you can marry someone who your son raped, Umefutas Benoi, someone your son seduced. You can't marry Eshas Aviv, but you can marry Anusas Aviv. You can't marry Eshes Aviv. You can marry Mefutas Aviv. You can't marry Eshes Benoi, which is Kalosai, but you can marry Anusas Benoi. You can marry Mefutas Benoi. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser ba Anusas Aviv u Mefutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot marry, you cannot live with someone your father raped, someone your father seduced. Va Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said the name of Rav. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsev. Just, I have to check. Where's Alan? How you doing? I'm glad you're still here. You're not in my first. Usually you're in the first line. Asi, I see Asi's here. Okay, I'm just checking. You know, I gotta take my attendance. It's like comfort when the guys are here. Okay, sorry for the interruption. But so Rav Gidda wants to know, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? It says La yikach ish es eshes aviv. Don't marry your father's wife. V'lo yigale knaf aviv, and don't uncover your father's robe. From Aaron to me, who's Aaron? Which Aaron is this? Aaron. Shalom aleichem Aaron. Are there mar mekaymos? No, they're just the Gemara. Just the Gemara. Sorry. Okay, so it says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, lo yigale knaf aviv. Do not reveal the robe of your father, which means knaf shera aviv, the robe that your father saw. Lo yigale, do not uncover. That refers to anusas aviv. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda answers anusas aviv because not only does it say lo yikach ish es aviv, but it says, the knaf shara of Leigala. So how do you know that it's talking about an anusa? Umemai deba anusa. So how do you know it's talking about anusa? So Rabbi Huda would say me'ilave dekra from the pasuk above. Tachsiv, earlier on, it talks about the subject of anusa, a woman who was raped. V'nasan ho'isha shoychivima, the man who violated her, should give la'avi hanara to the father of the girl, chamishim kesa, 50 shekel. And juxtaposed to the subject of rape is the samachle, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, v'loyigale knaf aviv. So since loyigale knaf aviv appears juxtaposed to anusa, so the Rabbi Huda says, we're going to darshan smuchim. So the Gemara says, from here we see, even though Rabbi Huda does not darshan smuchim in general, as evident from the fact he doesn't darshan the smuchim of mechashefa and shoychev and behema, because that's not a Mishnah Torah. But in Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Huda darshan's the juxtaposition of anusa till v'layigala knaf aviv. V'rabbanon, and the rabbis, ihava samechle, if it would have mamish been juxtaposed, it would have said, v'nosan ho'ish ha'shochav ima lavi anara v'lo yegale knaf aviv, then fine, you have a good smichus. Kedeka amrit, so it would have been as you say. But hashta d'loy samechle, it's not juxtaposed now. It's not because there's an interposition. It says, V'nasan ha'ish ha'shoychev ima. It talks about, Sruli, where are you going? It says, V'nasan ha'ish ha'shoychev ima. And then it says, V'nasan ha'ish ha'shoychev ima. And then it says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. Which is, don't live with your father's wife. And then, V'lo yigal knaf aviv. So the Rabbanan said, it's not mamish smuchim. So because you have a different subject in between. V'lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. So what do the Rabbanon do with it? So they say as follows, B'shoimeres yavam ha'kosav medaber. The Rabbanon say, you know what we're talking about? We're not talking about anusas aviv, we're talking about when your father's brother dies, and your father's brother's wife falls to your father. So now your father, she is the shoimeres yavam. She, this woman, is waiting for your father, who's the Yavam. She is zakuk to the Yavam. She's tied to your father. So the Rabbanon say, the Pasuk of the Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv is saying, not you can't live with a woman your father raped. You can't live with your father's Yavama. A woman who falls to your father, you can't live with her. So you say, of course, you couldn't live with her anyway. She's your aunt. She's your father's brother's wife. You can't live with your father's brother's wife. It's giving you a second lav. V'lav ra'alav b'shnei lavin. V'lav ra'alav b'shnei lavin. It's coming to make you violate two lavin. Anyway, you couldn't live with her because it's what? It's eshes achi aviv. And now the pasuk is saying, v'yigale knaf aviv, you can't live with her because it's the yavama of your father. And Tosis points out there's actually a third lav of living with her. Stam, you can't live with any Yavama, because any Yavama is zakuk to the Yavam. Certainly if she's zakuk to your father. But the Rabbanon say, V'lo yigale knaf aviv, is not saying you can't live with a woman your father raped. You could live with a woman your father raped, the Rabbanon say. You can't live with a woman who's zakuk to your father. That's like a quasi-marriage already to your father. The fact that she's forced, the fact that she falls to your father. Anyway, you couldn't marry her because she's your father's brother's wife. And she's zakuk for Yibam. You can't live with any woman who's zakuk for Yibam. No, you also can't live with her for a third reason. You can't live with her because she's zakukas aviv. But Rabbi does darshan smuchim. Rabbi says it's talking about someone who your father raped. Why? Because since right above it talked about anusa v'nasan ha'ish la'avi hanara. So there's a very interesting machlokes here between Tosfos and the Hagois Maharav Ransburg. By the way, there is a unique pleasure in saying the name Maharav Ransburg. Practice it later, you'll see what I'm talking about. That especially you could tell somebody, I saw in the Hagois Maharav Ransburg. That's Rav Bezalel Ransburg. Chidushe Rav Bezalel Ransburg. And if you look in Tosfos, the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says it has nothing. It's nothing special about Devarim. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda darshans in Devarim and he doesn't darshan elsewhere. It just happens to be, the Gemara is about to say, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda darshans in Mishnah Torah is either because it's extra or because it's evident. If it would be extra or evident in a different sefer, he would also darshan it. It's the only reason the Gemara says that he only darshans in Mishnah Torah is because it happens to be that all the smichos in Mishnah Torah are either extra or evident. But if you would find an instance where it's extra or evident elsewhere, he would darshan it as well. It's no unique, nothing, no groisa gedil, nothing to do with gedilim tasilcha. No, nothing special about Mishnah Torah. It just happens to be, we have a tradition, whenever there's a smichos in Mishnah Torah, it's always what is called mufne, much or muchach.
But so why does Rav Yosef say, afilu amanda amar de loy daris smuch in ba'alma? Meaning, from his wording, it seems like that he's not daris smuch in ba'alma.
Because there's a man de amar who darshan smuchim even when it's not muchach and mufne. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, no, we only darshan when it's muchach and mufne. Now, it happens to be in Mishnah Torah, it's always muchach and mufne. That's why it's worded as, afil man darmadoi, darash ba'alma, darash b'mishnah Torah. Because in Mishnah Torah, it's always muchach and mufne. Elsewhere, it's not. But if it wouldn't be, he wouldn't darshan it. As opposed to the other man, the Amar, that always darshans. That always darshans smichos. Marav Ranchberg, and we once spoke out this Marav Ranchberg in a shir on Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah. He says, no, he only darshans smuchim in Mishnah Torah. And the reason is as follows. The first four books of the Chumash come from God. So you can't darshan smuchim. Oh, why is one thing next to the other? You know why? Because it's not. Ein muktam ulchum haTorah. You can't make any inferences from the order and arrangement because it's lamala menateva. There's no order. Ein muktam ulchum haTorah. But Devarim is from Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu put it in this order? It must be to teach me a smichos. So Rav Banchberg says it's not that we have a tradition that it's always muchach and mufna in Mishnah Torah and it's not muchach and mufna elsewhere. Even if it was muchach and mufna extra elsewhere, we wouldn't darshan it. We only darshan it in Mishnah Torah because Mishnah Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now what does that mean? The whole Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean the first four books are from God and Devarim is from Moshe Rabbeinu? So the way the Vilna Gaon explains this is that the first four books, it's Hashem speaking out of Moshe's voice box, and Devarim, Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe then related to Klal Yisrael. That's what it means that the Gemara in Megillah, Moshe mipi atzmai amru. Okay, so Gemara wants to know four lines in the bottom of a Mishnah Torah, my time of the Darish. Why does Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Ibo yiseima mishum demuchach. Either you could say because it's evident, v'ibo yiseima mishum demufne, or you could say because it's extra. Ibo yiseima mishum demuchach. You could say it's because it's evident, the imkain lichtevei rachmana gavei arayos, because otherwise the Torah should say it by the parsha of arayos. If Rabbi Yehuda says the rabbanon are right, and it's not talking about anusas aviv, in other words, if this is a lav for your father's brother's wife. So then this should be this pasuk should be in the parsha of Arayos. Because Rashi says, Lichtevei Rachmana. Oh, the Rashi before, excuse me. The Muchach Lemidrashinu. It is evident to Darshan, Ahadadi Samchinu, and that's why you put it together. Lichtevei Rachmana. if it was meant to teach, like the Rabbanan say, that it's going on your father's brother's wife, it should say lahi lo yigala knaf aviv legabe arayos. It should say it in the parsha of arayos. I litfuye lave gabe eshes av kaasi, if it's coming to give an additional lav for your father's wife. I don't really understand that, because it's not an iser erva. Maybe it's a yibum dika iser. But therefore, the fact that it does not appear in Achrei Mois, but rather it appears in Mishnah Torah, this is coming to teach a special lav of Anusas Aviv. Or you could say, because it's extra. Or you could say, because it's extra. Because then, Bechlal, the Torah could have just said, don't take your father's wife. Why does it have to say, don't uncover his robe? If it's referring to, as Rabbanon say, your father's brother's wife, then we don't need a pasuk. We already know that she's aser. We know she's aser because it's Eshes Achi Aviv, and we know that she's aser because it's she's a Yavama Stam. So it's extra. The fact that it's extra is to teach me smichus that it's talking about Anusas Aviv. Okay, Marv Rabbi Isai. So tomorrow, Bezos Hashem 9:15, we do Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? Shkoyach.
I have a question.
Can I ask a question? Sure. Good night, Gedalia.
Shkoyach. No questions allowed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.